We are in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the halachas of Bein HaMitzarim. We are up to Sif Yud, and that's what we will be doing. Yesh Misha Omer, Shehanoagim Shalolechol Basar Bayomim HaNiskorim Mutar B'Tavshol Shenizbashol B'Basar. There are those who say that people refrain from eating meat on all of those days. Remember, Mi'ikar Adin, it was only Asur in the Sudam of Sekes, but the Minag that the Mechaber mentioned was beginning in Shavua Shechalba, and others say from Rosh Chodesh Av, and that's what the Ramah followed. So there are those who say that the Minag of not eating meat, Mutarim B'Tavshol Shenizbashol B'Basar. They're only Asur to eat meat itself, whereas any dish that was cooked with meat, but it's not the meat itself, that would be mutter. Whereas asur and bebasar of, they do not eat chicken. So chicken itself would be asur. Meat itself, certainly. Whereas something that was cooked with meat, but the thing itself is not meat, that could be eaten. Now, with regard to this, we find elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says it, that chicken or meat fat is considered meat itself. So the grease of it is considered be'ein, it's considered eating the meat. But anyhow, the Mishnah Berurah says that our minhag is not even to eat a tavshel shenizbashel bo basar. We would not eat anything that was cooked together with meat. Now, if it was cooked in a fleshik pot, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat it during the 9 days. And if a little bit of meat got into it, but in a way that it's bottled b'shishim, if you don't see the meat, then the halacha is that it would be mutter. Now, the Mechaber also said that you can't eat chicken, as well as basar maluach, that we do not eat salted meat. In other words, preserved meat. Meat that was salted to last. In the case of someone that just cannot eat milchiks, he cannot eat dairy, so he's going to have meat. He's better off eating salted meat. That is meat that sat for 3 days therefore would not be kosher on the mizbeach. We're never makriv meat that was preserved. The halacha is a nursing woman who finds that without meat she does not have a healthy enough milk supply. The halacha is that she's actually allowed to eat meat. Old preserved meat, it's a lot older than 3 days. Even that is usr. The usr, and also the Mechaber says, also the yayin tosis. He's not allowed to have freshly squeezed, pressed grape juice, even though that is not yet yayin wine that they would use on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, if it's within 3 days of the pressing, nevertheless, it's still not to be drunk during the 9 days, according to our minhag. Now, Mutter Lishtos Yayin Havdalah Birkas HaMazon, the Mechaber says that you're allowed to drink wine, a koshal bracha, for Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon. Hagah, then the Ramah says, V'nogin lahach mishol Lishtos Yayin b'Birkas HaMazon v'lo b'Havdalah. Now, the halacha is like this. Havdalah needs wine, and therefore you drink it. Birkas HaMazon, the Mechaber is going with the shita that Birkas HaMazon to una kos, that benching must be done over a kos. We hold that it doesn't have to be. Therefore, the Ramah says that the Minag Ashkenaz is not to bench over wine. V'lo b'havdalah, and not to drink the havdalah wine either. Why not? That's a mitzvah. Elenosnim litinok. You give it to a tinok. Now, the halacha is like this. With regard to Birkas HaMazon, generally, we do not bench over a cup of wine in the 9 days at all. With regard to Havdalah, if there is a tinok available, who is higia lechinach for brachas, but lo higia lechinach for avelis on Yerushalayim, you can give him the cup of wine from Havdalah. If you do not have such a tinok, so the halacha is that you drink it yourself. In such a case, you would drink it yourself. Now, giving wine to a tinuk that's not higiel li avelus on Yerushalayim, higiel lechina for avelus on Yerushalayim, we do only in the case of Havdalah or some other Sudas mitzvah, whereas otherwise you don't give a kid grape juice or wine. Just because there's some leftover grape juice from Shabbos, we would not give it to a child, even though he is not higiel lechina for avelus on Yerushalayim. Now we go further in the Ramah. The yayin havdalah, if you do not have a tinnik, you should drink it yourself. So if there's a child around who's higiel lechinuch for brachas, but not for avelus and Yerushalayim, you could give him the wine of havdalah, otherwise drink it yourself. ובסודס מצווה, כגון מילו, פדיין הבן וסיים מסכתה, וסודס ארסין, אוכלין בשר ושוסה יין, כל השיוכם לסודה. The halacha is, all guests invited, all the people that belong in a Sudas mitzvah, which includes a mila, pidyon haben, all of these things, the halacha is that they are allowed to have meat and wine. The Rama says, aval yesh letzamtzem shelo lahosif. You should not bring any people that wouldn't ordinarily be invited to such a mitzvah, such a Suda. Ubeshavua shachal tishab besocha ein lechol basa velishtos yain rak minyan mitzumtzam. And in Shavua shachalba, you should only have people having meat and wine, a minyan mitzumtzam, exactly 10 people. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that is in addition to the Balei Simcha and their immediate family, the Krovim, who are Psulei Edis. There's a little more than immediate family. Now the halacha is that this is mutter even in Shavua Shechalba. Shavua Shechalba, you can have a minyan in addition to the family and the Balei Simcha, and this applies even on Erev Tisha B'Av up until Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the koshel bracha in a Sudas mitzvah, a gadol is allowed to drink. Meaning the same way that we're matter drinking wine and eating meat in the Suda, the koshel bracha is also allowed to be drunk. Now the Rama mentioned the inyan of the siyum. Now the Mishnah Berurah says you don't bedafka make a siyum. Then, if you happen to be holding in a place where you're mesayim a mesechta, then you make the siyum. But you don't go ahead and push a siyum to the 9 days in order to be matir basav yayin. Furthermore, someone who makes siyums generally and he doesn't have meat and wine, he cannot have meat and wine now. Someone who doesn't normally make a suda when he makes a siyum. So he should not be using that as an excuse for having meat and wine during the 9 days. Finally, so the Rama says, V'zah filu be'erev tisha b'av shari, has said that if you're just calling a minyan mitzumtzum in addition to the Balei Simcha, that's mutri in erev tisha b'av, eventually suda shemafsik ba, as long as it's not the suda mafsekes, the Mishnah Berurah is machmer, has said, after chatzos, even if it is not the suda mafsekes.